All right, I'm speaking with, what's your name?
Larry Joe Templeton.
Larry Joe, you're here part of the Camp Paradise.
Yes, I am.
And how long you been here?
I've been here since 1984.
Wow. How long you been doing this Camp Paradise?
Camp Paradise started January 9th of this year, after the stabbing that happened on this river.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What happened? What was that?
There was a drunks and users down in the biggest area down here. They had an altercation the day that I was getting out of jail. I didn't know nothing about it. But two guys got into a fight. One of them took a knife and sliced the other one from here to here across.
Wow. Wow.
And after that incident, we decided there's no more violence on this side of the river.
So how many folks started Camp Paradise?
There was like 10 of us, 10 to 15 of us.
Wow. And you got quite a few tents around here, and I also noticed that there's no garbage around here anymore.
No,
there used to be all sorts of garbage down here.
This river, one spot we carried 4,800 pounds from. The way we know the weight of that is the Park and Recreation. When we carried all the 180 bags up to them, he brought us back the scale receipt, which said 4,800 pounds of trash.
Wow. You trucked that all the way down?
That was just out of one area. And we trucked it out of here with wheelbarrows.
Uh-huh.
And we furnished the garbage bags. The city didn't furnish nothing. We didn't ask them to.
So what's the story with the city? It seems like there's a conflict between what the city says and what the police are saying.
The police are saying that they're getting their go-ahead to tear the camp down from the city manager. I talked to the mayor, Fitzmaurice, again this morning. And I talked to him yesterday, and he still states this camp is not their high priority to tear down.
Uh-huh.
Their high priority is the other camps that's causing fires, that's
right,
still tearing the environment up.
Right, right.
That's their main concerns.
So can you tell me what happened today? There was a little bit of action this morning.
This morning, we were told yesterday.
This is July 6th, yes. 2001.
Yesterday, we were told by when we were setting up our table downtown, we had one of the labor-ready men came up to us and says, are you guys down there on the San Lorenzo River? And we said, yes. He goes, and he showed us his labor-ready receipt to move clothing, gloves, tools, anything outside tent structures is what he was told to do.
Really?
So we didn't really think it was going to be for real. But this morning, when one of our men went up to go to the bathroom at the Denny's place, there was three other workers with this man, and they were sitting there waiting for the city officials to come down with them where they can start to work.
Oh, really?
We called Channel 46, which is one of the TV stations. We called the other ones. He was the first one here, and when he started hitting them with the camera, that's when they loaded their crew up, backed their dump truck off the bike levee, off the bike trail. They were up on the bike trail with the big truck.
Wow.
They backed it off and loaded their workers up.
Wow, that's a trip. So has there been any police down here? Have they walked through, done walkthroughs?
Let me see. It was July 3rd, Officer Seeley came down.
Oh, he's a community service,
yeah,
homeless,
well,
whatever the hell he is.
He does not work for us.
Oh, okay.
we had a meeting with him. He don't want to talk around the whole group. He always wants to talk to me. For me, I don't know why, because I'm a spokesman of this camp, yes.
Right.
But everybody here has their own minds, what they want to do.
So what are your plans? You guys trying to, you want to stay?
Well, we're looking for a piece of land.
Uh-huh.
We can rent from someone. We showed them that we can do the right thing to the pieces of ground that has been like a city dump.
Uh-huh.
We took this city dump and we made it look nice.
Yeah,
and what we're offering, we will do this to anybody's property. If they want their property to look nice, if it's overgrown, filled with trash, it don't matter. We will come in and make it look pretty just to let us have a safe place to lay our heads down and sleep.
Right. And there's also, this is a no alcohol, no drugs.
Exactly. No
area.
Alcohol and no drugs are allowed here.
And it's great because I notice it's a lot cleaner around here too.
Yes,
before,
it is.
I noticed that there was drug dealing going on down here before Camp Paradise. And
exactly.
Like people under the bridge using heroin and
exactly.
Overdosing, and you guys seem to clean it up.
We've done our best in the 7 months we've been here.
Well, what could people do to help? Could people come down here, bring stuff?
People can come down, bring us garbage bags,
uh-huh.
Volunteer a little service to help us.
Okay.
If anybody knows that if they have a piece of land somewhere that they'd like to have cleaned up and have it taken care of, we will be more than happy to do that.
Do you have a contact number?
Yes, they can contact us at area code 831-458-6020, extension 105.
Okay, great. Well, thanks for talking with me, man, and I hope everything works out for you. It's a beautiful place. The garden looks great here. Got some squash growing back there.
Yeah, right behind me, this one here, this here is they're called the spaghetti squash. And as you can see, we still have one growing on it right now, right here.
Yeah, there it is.
And these ones right here behind me, these are our zucchinis. This is our zucchini plants. And one of these, we got some baby ones. Right there's a little one right there, growing right off underneath that flower.
Right.
Back over in that corner over there by the rock sculpture is pumpkins.
Wow.
Up behind the chicken wire there is, those are cucumbers. We have a hybrid cucumber off to the right side that is supposed to get 36 inches long. I've never seen a cucumber that long, and I grew up on a farm all my life. And then up top there, we have watermelons just going nuts right now.
Uh-huh.
This is just one of our garden areas. If you'd like to follow me, I'll show you one other area
okay.
we cleaned up.
Sounds good.
This is an area, like when you were talking about the way this river used to look.
Yeah.
This was one of their hangouts. We left this. This is the way this hangout was always been, except for this tent up here. Welcome to Heroin's Dealing. That's what they used to live in.
Wow.
That's what we cleaned up.
So you left it like this just so people can see
yes.
what it was
yes.
at one time.
And one guy tried to tell me, he goes, well, look, there's toilet paper in there. That toilet paper's so old right now that people
yeah.
can tell that. That is not fresh.
The guy from 46 get a picture of this?
No, he didn't want to get close enough.
Interesting.
We spray chemicals in there to stop the smell and any diseases or anything. We stopped them.
Wow.
This tent right here, we have a four-year-old boy that lives down here with us, with his mother and father. They're expecting a new baby.
Really?
At any time. They're out trying to find a place to live. Right now, they were able to save hoping enough money that they can get into an apartment before this baby's born.
What do you think about the rents in this town?
The rent is outrageous.
It kind of forces a person into homelessness.
Yeah, you know, I lived in Florida. Which they're talking about, this is supposed to be a tourist place. Florida's 10 times the tourist place here, and their rent, I rented a four-bedroom apartment for $520 a month, and I had a pool right outside my back door.
Right.
Rent here is outrageous. I don't see how they can charge people this kind of rent.
Yeah.
Florida's a lot more prettier. You know, I'm not saying California ain't pretty, because redwoods are the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my life.
But wow.
Florida, their rent ain't that high, and they have 10 times the people that come to their state than they do right here. And their rent ain't this high. Their homeless situation is nothing like this, because their rent is low. You can afford a one-bedroom apartment for $200 a month in Florida. That's right on the beach at Fort Myers, Florida. I live there. I was two blocks from the beach of the ocean. I don't see how Santa Cruz can have their rent this high.
They, I know.
They must not care about people. Or it's a money state, not
it's
a tourist
state. It's all about money.
Yeah. If you want to continue
sure.
to walk through this trail here that we
all right.
made.
Going through the trail.
This is where they used to come down through. You can see the trail has stopped. It's all filling back in now. This is where they used to cut through the fence when the police was chasing them out of here.
Oh, okay.
This is one of their exits that we blocked up. That exit is no longer within view.
It's a small tent.
This tent is set up in case anybody needs it. Right now, it's an empty tent. If some man comes in here and says he has no place to sleep, yes, he does. It has a sleeping bag. It has a pillow.
Wow.
The man will be sleep good for one night anyway. However long he's going to travel. We're all travelers. We all know what it's like to travel.
Uh-huh.
We don't travel on our horses. We travel on bicycles. They're saying we're hurting the environment. We are not driving vehicles. We ain't cutting trees down to build houses. We're very happy in our tents. I don't see how people can condemn us for being happy.
Yeah.
If we were drug users and drinking again, I would expect the people to be down on us. But we're people that has changed our lives with the help of God and the folks that's watching us right now.
And that there is no legal place for people to sleep in this town as well. There used to be the Coral Street Open Air Shelter.
Yes, the Coral Street Shelter right now, I have a letter from them. I'll show it to you as we go back.
Okay.
They house 20 men and 15 women. That is all they have room for. They are full.
Wow.
They say that the River Street Shelter, that's the ISSP program. They got a list so long that you'll never get into it. I started on that list when they started the ISSP. Them trailers were supposed to be for the homeless people for 1 year.
Right.
They were supposed to help you get a job, get your GED, and within a year, you'd have enough establishment that you could go out and rent a place and still keep your rent paid. I was the number third on that list. I never got nowhere in that ISSP program because I took the drugs and alcohol care problem myself.
Wow, that's great.
This is an area we carried out 19 bags of trash right from here. The big black 33-gallon bags.
Uh-huh.
That's the size bags we buy. We took 19 of them right out of this area here where the garden is. There's still a piece over there that we didn't get because it's metal.
And what do you got growing here?
Right here, this here's a spicy hot bell pepper here. These are spicy hot bell peppers. We have lettuce here. We have some more watermelons here for later on in the year. Over on this side of our garden, this here is tobacco plant. We said tobacco don't grow in California.
Wow.
It sure does because there's a lot of living proof of it. When we first got them, these plants were the same size as them, the lettuce. Not even 2 weeks ago. This is how big they are within 2 weeks. They were that size when we first got there.
3 weeks and 4 days, yes.
Over here is our other s'more sweet corn we have that we'll get later on this year.
That's going to be nice. Corn's always good.
Then we have another part of our camp that we set up. It ain't so much a part of the camp. It's just like this little tent right here. We have travelers at the Coral Street Shelter. Her name is Karen Brock. She's the one that wrote the letter for me that they only house 35 people.
All right.
She wrote me also a letter that states that they have no room for any more people, so they have been sending people here for a safe place to camp.
Really?
Well, the camp has narrowed down a lot since the police have been told they were coming. Right now, we still have people that are still staying for a safe place to sleep.
So how does it feel knowing that the cops could come in at any time? I'm sure people are kind of on edge right now.
We're always on edge. We still haven't had no fights in this camp. You know, a lot of people say, well, when the pressure gets hard on them, they're going to start arguing and fighting, going back to using.
Right.
Well, you're wrong. You know, you can't judge us like that.
Sometimes it makes people stronger.
You know, everybody has problems. Everybody goes through life drama every day. This is just another one of our dramas we have to deal with. We don't know if they tell us they're going to tear our camp down. You know, where are we supposed to go?
There's nowhere else to go.
They have no room. They're looking for the answer, they said.
Well, what was it? They had the open-air shelter outside the River Street Shelter years ago. Two, three years ago?
40. Back then, there was a lot of drug use.
I mean, even on that little land, people couldn't keep it together.
Yes, they couldn't control it.
Yeah.
Back then, they had the wrong kind of people controlling it. You can't have drug addicts and drunks controlling a safe area.
Right.
And when they're making money, selling their dope in that project, because I lived there.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the people that worked at that program, I bought dope from.
Right. Right.
That would never work. You cannot allow the alcohol and drug use in an area. If you make that rule, you have to stick to that rule, and you can't make special obligations for no one. We don't in this camp. There is nobody. Here comes one of our pet ducks that come up and sees us. Everybody. Man, that's the male there. But I'll tell you, that duck right there, him and his wife, comes up and sees people. Well, you see their footprints. They come up into camp every morning here. This is their footprints. They come up through here. Here's one here.
Uh-huh.
Here one. They come up through here all the time, and wild ducks can be petted by the human hand with no food in our hands. Wow. That little guy is not afraid of us. Our beaches, this is our beach, as you're seeing where the duck is. Our beach, there's no glass. There's no fire pits like you see on your beach. Our water's clean. Oh, here he comes. He's coming up to see us. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
And Larry, I'm going to pick up my big-ass rainbow tent when I'm up in San Francisco.
All right. This
big multicolored thing. I'm going to put it right up there.
Cool.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
So how many people stay here?
Well, now we're about 20 people now.
20?
Yes.
So some people left?
Yeah, people traveled on.
Uh-huh.
They got their rest they needed, and they moved on.
Yeah.
This is not a permanent area, as everybody's thinking that it is.
I know.
Everybody is wanting to travel on. You know, we can't travel on if we keep getting tickets and having to stay on probation here in Santa Cruz.
Right.
You know, if they... What is wrong with people that's traveling around the world at their own expense? Nobody else is paying their way. And if this person wants to lay down in a safe place to sleep in your community, shouldn't he have that right? Because he is just like our scientists. He's just like our teachers. He's traveling this world to find something new.
Right.
The black hole was discovered that way. Many scientists have discovered many things here.
Well, it seems like they would want you to just have your job and stay in your house and watch TV.
Yeah. What we do, we work and we come home. We ain't downtown.
Yeah.
We don't want to be downtown. We're more than happy here in our community. One thing that I heard, there was accusations. I'm not very good at speech, so please forgive
me. That's fine.
Accusations about abuse for people to have to work around here.
Uh-huh.
I'd like you to ask any of our camp members, any of them, if they have ever been abused to do any work around here. Squirrel, can you please come here? Dirt Claws, could you please come here? Gee, Ghost, come here for a minute. Cookie, you come here for a minute, please. Okay, this man, there was an accusation made about Camp Paradise where you were being abused to do work in this camp. Please, can all you guys put your feelings on that for me, please?
Ain't nobody forced me to do nothing down here.
Ain't nobody forced to do nothing.
No, I was forced either.
You know what? Larry has never, ever told me to do anything. He's asked me if I wanted to do this or what I wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
He's asked for volunteers to do different things.
That's a
nobody asked me to start cooking here. I did it. I cleared a lot of this land because I wanted to. I've helped do some of these trails because I wanted to. I came here with a friend. We didn't even know this camp existed. We didn't even know that it was here. Me and my friends started cleaning up one of the hugest piles of garbage on this river.
Uh-huh.
Now, who is telling me to do that? My God, if anybody tells me what to do, my God tells me what to do.
Seems like...
And me and my friends started cleaning that up, and that's how we met Larry. Now, Larry had nothing to even do with that. Me and John was down there cleaning up. Nobody told us to clean it up.
Right.
The city was paid to clean it up, and they never did. We did. Because we saw it as an environmental threat ourselves and a disease manufacturing plant. Then when we got ran out of Picno, me and my friend came here because Larry invited us in and said we were the kind of guys you wanted us here. Everything I have done here, I have done out of the love of my heart. As a brother standing next to a brother and believing in him and what he believes in, it's the same thing I do. All of this I've done to bring out the beauty of this, to make a home for those who don't have a home. Nobody's ever forced me to do anything. I have been here for a little more than 5 months, and I've never seen one person, man, woman, or child, forced to do anything. I've seen people asked to leave,
uh-huh,
but not by brute force. They were asked to leave because they were breaking the rules. The
mm-hmm
rules is no drugs, no drinking, no violence.
Where were you living before Camp Paradise?
Picno.
Poconip?
Poconip.
Poconip.
I got ran out of there. I got ticketed and ran out.
Really?
Yes. So I took the ticket and I went ahead and left.
Seems like people are getting together and they can't do anything when there's a lot of people getting together on one issue, you know.
Well, we were staying there and coming over here and cleaning this up. We wasn't even living on the river. We were coming here in the afternoons, me and my friend, and cleaning it up. And that's how we met Larry.
What's your name?
Danny Blair.
Danny.
I've never been forced to do anything here. When I come here, he had a good start on it. He had cleaned up most of the river and had most of the drug addicts discouraged from coming over, and I kept going with him because I believed in what he was doing. Never have I ever been forced to do anything. I've been told I could leave anytime I want, but I'm welcome to stay. And I choose to stay, and I am staying.
Does anybody else want to say anything?
Yeah. My name's Jim Hurst. My friends call me Ghost. Right? I ain't never been forced to do nothing down here. I've been asked if I would help out and do things like that. It's always been courteous and kind. And I also go around voluntarily doing things because I do live here and I want a clean and safe environment for myself and my friends. Nobody's ever been forced to do anything here except that we do chores and we are expected to clean up our areas and to assist, you know, in the little camp chores that are needed to be done. But forced work, no. We just ask that everybody take care of themselves and everything around them.
Well, who's making these so-called accusations, or these accusations?
From what we understand, it was a couple that lived here before, right? And they were asked to leave this place because of drug and alcohol use here, and this is a drug and alcohol-free zone.
Okay.
We do not take any infractions against that. We do ask, as they camp, a committee of all of us, you know, which consists of all the people living here, goes up and confronts that person and says, you have to leave. We don't want this in our environment. We don't want
where
it around.
We go as a group, there isn't any violence, and we just simply tell them, you know, it's not wanted here, you've got to take it somewhere else.
And that way they also get the sense and the feeling and the knowledge, right, that everybody in camp is asking them to leave, not just one person.
But
nothing is forced down anybody's throat here at all, except that we do want a clean, safe, and healthy environment.
And it seems that way. It's a lot. I noticed that I've been down here in the past when I guess there'd be guys selling weed down here or something.
Not anymore. Not since this camp moved in.
You know, yeah, I notice it's cleaner. There's no beer bottles. There used to be beer bottles everywhere.
We took out 24 tons of trash out of this place. Trash bags that was loaded up and put into dumpsters and hauled out of here. Look at this environment. If you've been down here before, you know what it looked like before.
I do.
Look at it now.
It's much, you know? It's beautiful. Look at those flowers.
Yes, gardens. The fish pond down here. We're trying to make it aesthetically beautiful to us without damaging the environment in any way, shape, or form, other than plant a few flowers.
And we're using, like, the fences and that.
Mm-hmm.
We're just using what the dead fallen that we're pulling out of the river or that's falling out of the trees. We're not killing anything. We're
right.
Not cutting on anything. Hell, we've even kept them from cutting on these trees and painting on them and that.
Yeah, look at what has been down here. When you come down a trail, you go back up.
Yeah.
Look along the trees along the right, you know, and you will find the markings of gangsters who are coming down here. If we're removed from this area, right, they've already marked the territory for them to come back in here, and it's theirs when we're gone.
If we,
you can see the markings and the taggings on the trees. I'm sorry.
It's all
right. You're right, though. If we're out of here, if we move, if we're gone, within a few hours of us being gone, they'll be back up in here, and they'll set up in here so heavy they'll never get them out.
I mean, it would literally cost the city, you know, another arm of its police force just to police this area, you know, to keep all of that out.
Right, right. That's crazy.
We're doing it for free. We're doing it for free because we want to live here. We want to stay here. We would love nothing better than a resolvement of this issue and allow us to stay. Let us adopt this section of river like people adopt a highway program.
Right.
Clean it up. Keep it. Maintain it. Let the good people of this city come down and walk through in a clean, safe environment like it was a park. Look around you. You could go to the Pogan if it's not cleaned up like this.
Right, right. That's true. Well, I want to thank you for talking with me. Your name once again?
Jim Hurst.
Jim Hurst. All right. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Skidmark Bob here at Camp Paradise. People coming together as a community to make their lives better.
When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all your crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and Old Glory will be furled. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world. And a bill will be proposed, section number one. We're shutting down the oil rigs and turning towards the sun. The air will be clean for all the boys and girls, 'cause we don't want your oil tankers, we just want the world. Shut the logging camps all down. Get busy planting hemp. Leave the trees there in the ground. Life is too precious on this little spinning pearl. 'Cause we don't want your bulldozers, we just want the world. We'll be closing down the jails and fixing up the schools, distributing those stocks and bonds, changing all the rules. We'll elect a CEO, maybe a rabbit or a squirrel, 'cause we don't want your money, we just want the world. Swimming in the rivers and running to the hills, reading in the history books of wars and oil spills. If it's linear, we'll bend it. If it's a straight line, it'll curl. 'Cause we don't want your dead-end highway, we just want the world. When we're living in the White House and debating on the Hill, of all your crazy antics, we'll all have had our fill. We'll be closing down munitions plants and Old Glory will be furled. 'Cause we don't want your big machines, we just want the world.